this week in the state Senate, we had a litany of issues that we have discussed and debated and worked with. Probably the one getting the most amount of attention and most time on the floor this week was the tax increment financing bill, the TIF bill. And that issue, I think, still has some problems within it with the expansion of TIF in some areas and then the ability to, or the inabilities that we had to correct the definition of the word blight. Blight has been defined in our tax increment financing very loosely and allowed for any, really anything, to be declared blight. And by doing that, there's been areas that TIF has been able to be used that not necessarily would it meet that same standard if it were you or I or anyone else who was making that determination. I think that there is some issues here that we'll need to address. We're not wanting to infringe upon local control of city councils to enter into the agreements for their economic development. But I'm under the idea that we need to define what blight really is or isn't so that we don't infringe upon people's homes and areas that don't need to be commercialized. Eminent domain does get tied into TIF whenever the definition of blight has been entered, and so that's another issue that we'll be addressing fairly soon. Another issue this week that will get a lot of attention, especially in the St. Louis region, was a mortgage insurance bill that was passed. And this was to try to correct some of the difficulties that we've seen with mortgage companies in the St. Louis region primarily. There's been a lot of problems in the last couple of years dealing with the escrow accounts and people actually losing all the money that they put in or that they were supposed to receive from the mortgage companies for the sale of a house or the buying of a house. And that's created quite a stir among the real estate business as well as individuals. So I think we have a compromise bill that may not be perfect, but I think that it'll go a long ways towards trying to correct the problems that we've seen. One of the bills that came up today, Thursday, the end of session, the end of the week, was a bill that would allow for HMOs to put on copays so that could reduce the cost to our individuals buying insurance who are under the plan of HMOs. I believe that this will help reduce the cost to our consumers. It may even allow small businesses to go ahead and move forward and offer insurance plans where the HMO is the only thing that is available in their region. I'm kind of excited to see what the outcome of this is going to be in the long run. I think that it could be very positive in trying to reduce our health care needs. Along with health care, this week we also passed a fraud reform bill with our Medicaid. And we looked at the providing side of it this year to see how much that could actually save. The sponsor of the bill had quoted numbers as low as $300 million to up to $600 million of fraudulent claims that have been made in the past. And that's the cost savings that to the state of Missouri that they think that this bill will actually create. This is something that we were very much in favor of last year is looking at the provider side as well. Some of those fraudulent amounts were simple, very small amounts that were nothing more than an entry level mistake. But some of them were very large and repeated time after time. I hope that these are the areas that we crack down on and that we show the real savings in. in the future. The House this week did deal with eminent domain. We will be taking that bill up in the next couple of weeks to start the debate in the Senate. We'll take recommendations that came from the House. It's going to be a big issue. It took a lot of time in the House to get to this point, and so now I expect the Senate to overview it and work on it as much as possible. But I think it will be something that is contentious because there's several different sides to what eminent domain should be used for and shouldn't be used for. But we'll all have to work on that and try to come to a consensus on what's best for the state of Missouri.